I'm not doing this for my enjoyment. I have faith in the previous acharyas. I have faith in the scriptures that if I just continue on in your loving service, you're going to give me whatever I need. So I'm going to continue. I'm not going to complain. If you're given the right instructions, which is coming from Guru Sadhu Shastra, you have nothing to worry about. All you have to do is follow with humility. Does that answer your question?
One more question. Now, the false ego is so subtle that even these yardsticks we know. Okay, these are the yardsticks of that benefits of chanting. Because of the subtlety, we don't even understand that I'm imitating those kind of things. Detachment, austerity, all those things I'm imitating. So how do we protect ourselves from such subtle forms of false ego?
Sometimes children, they imitate adults. We read about the great souls. So in our neophyte condition, it appears we're trying to imitate them. But there is a difference between imitating and following in the footsteps. In other words, we should behave according to the instructions of Krishna and Guru. We're doing it for our purification. We're not doing it for prestige or position or adoration. An imitationist wants adoration as the fruit of his spiritual practices. A sincere devotee simply wants service to please the Lord, to please the Vaishnavas, and he wants purification. And that means even if you get no adoration, even if you are condemned and blasphemed for what you do, you accept that as all part of the purification. But if you're an imitationist, when that happens, you will not withstand. So you don't have to be fearful of anything but insincerity. You have to examine what is your motives in Krishna consciousness. Do you want to serve? Do you want to please? Do you want to purify? Or do you want some material benefits through it all? Huh? You have to constantly examine your motives and check this ego when it appears in our heart. And just be simple. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and so complicated for the crooked. There are so many devotees who are blissfully engaged in Krishna consciousness, and so many who are full of doubt and suffering. And they're doing the exact same thing. One has a very simple approach, and others are very complicated. How to simplify our life? To just hear submissively and follow with faith. That's all. You cannot figure out your own spiritual advancement. All you can do is serve and leave the rest to Krishna. Enthusiasm to serve and patience. Yes.
How does ego create doubt?
How does ego breed doubt? Because the ego has ulterior motives. The ego wants to justify its ulterior motives. faith comes by hearing submissively. There's no other way to gain true faith but to hear submissively. When faith dispels dark, just like the sun dispels darkness, and that faith is the mercy of Krishna. If we are hearing submissively, then we are allowing the light of Krishna's mercy to illuminate our hearts and dispel doubts. But if we have ego, then we are not willing to hear submissively. We have our own conceptions. We have our own ideas. We have our own opinions. We have our own ways. And if what Guru and Krishna says matches that, I'll accept it. And if it doesn't, then I have to question it. What's in it for me? With that ego, then it is a breeding ground for doubt. Why? Because you're preventing the light of that faith from entering into your heart. Ego blocks Krishna's mercy. Where there's no Krishna Suryanam, Krishna Suryanam, Mayaharad, where there's no Krishna, there's darkness. Ego keeps Krishna out. Where there's no Krishna, there's darkness. Darkness means doubt. Humility allows Krishna in. Ego closes the door and keeps everything in darkness. Humility opens the door. Krishna, I'm yours, come in. The light comes in. There's no doubt. You understand? How does it breed doubt? Because it prevents Krishna's mercy from coming in. And where there's no Krishna's mercy, there's doubt.
It means everyone who is in the process of purification has certain degree of doubt in him.
Yes. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya explained, the cardinal rule for all Vaishnavas is to become humble like the blade of grass. To become tolerant like a tree. To offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. We have to be striving for that state of humility as the first and foremost principle in our life. Because in that humility, when we chant the holy names, our hearts are open to receive the blessings of the holy name. To the degree we have that humility, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, our hearts are open to receive the blessings of the Bhagavatam, the light. And that light will gradually dispel darkness.
Maharaji gave the example of the 500 rupee note laying in the street, and the proper use of that is to pick it up and return it to Krishna. So, in the Nectar of Instruction, it's explained that some sources of fall down are over-collecting, over-endeavoring for mundane things. And Prabhupada clearly and heavily states that one should not accept charity from an atheist. So, what is our duty or obligation in this regard? How should we act?
You should not accept anything for your own material motivation, to fulfill your own material motivations. We should accept in order to facilitate other people the opportunity to utilize what they have for Krishna's service. When we accept something, we're not doing it out of greed. We're doing it out of selfless compassion for that person giving. You may be giving little money. That's pretty meaningless. But what are you getting in return? The opportunity to render devotional service to the Lord. Devotees never take anything from anyone. Devotees give. They're only giving. over-endeavoring and over-collecting, according to Rupa Goswami, is when we do it for ourselves. You cannot over-endeavor or over-collect for Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is unlimited. A crude example. Can you overeat? Can you overeat? One plate, two plates, three plates, four plates. What happens on the fifth plate? Huh? You become diseased. But can Krishna overeat? Mother Yashoda looked in Krishna's mouth and she saw that the whole universe was in his little mouth. How many ladus can you feed Krishna? When he appeared as Govardhan Hill, he ate huge mountains of ladus, gigantic lakes of kheer and condensed milk and globjamans. Within a minute, within a second, instantly, with his long arms, he took lakes and mountains of prasad, enough for hundreds and thousands of people, and he just ate it all. And what was his response after eating all this? He wanted more. Anior, give me more. So can Krishna overeat? No. Because Krishna's vibhu, he is unlimited. So can you give Krishna too much? Huh? But you can take too much. You have your quota, and if you take beyond that quota, you get diseased. But Krishna's quota is everything. Medieval. So over-endeavoring means for you, but never for Krishna. Yes.
Maharaj, you said that if one is committing Vaishnava Aparadha, means chanting has no effect. Means at one place.
Didn't say no effect, means but minimal effect.
Okay. And offenses, you have explained yesterday 10 offenses. And though much stress is all the time given the first offense, but really I want to understand the third offense. And really, because the third offense is the, for my point of view, is the most important offense, not following instruction of a spiritual master. So how we should understand it in the present circumstances?
Again, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. There's no need for us to interpret or analyze the instructions of the spiritual master. We simply follow. We have to analyze whether the spiritual master is actually representing Krishna and the Guru Parampara properly. If he's speaking the same thing and living by those teachings nicely, then we should simply follow. We should use our intelligence not to decide whether we should follow or not. We should use our intelligence to best execute what we're being told. So the power of discrimination comes whether this person is actually representing Krishna. If we find that that is true, we should just be simple and just follow. But when we complicate things, generally those complications are because we have an ulterior motive. And then we put ourselves in a position where we disobey the orders of the spiritual master. It's so simple. They asked Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean to follow the orders of the spiritual master? He says, you hear what he says and you do it. There's no need for an explanation. Usually when you need an explanation, that means you don't want to do it. You're looking for some loophole. You know, lawyers do that. They look for loopholes. Something very easy and clear and clean, but they look for some technicality. Ah, you see, it's invalid because of this. Devotees are not like that. Simple. Krishna told Arjuna, fight. All right, I will fight. You chant 16 rounds? You chant 16. You follow the four regulative principles? I will follow the four regulative principles. You come to the temple on Sunday? I will come to the temple on Sunday. Huh? So simple.
So those people who are complicated or who have ulterior motive, they don't want to follow the instruction of a spiritual master. But the history teaches us that the ulterior motive is upon the other side, not on the side of the devotee sometimes. So how to understand it? Because it's not all the time, the devotees are simple, but sometimes it happens completely otherwise. Ulterior motive, we find out that there is from other side is coming up, and we innocent devotee never understand those things at initial stage.
I already answered that question. Spiritual master is one who, with great humility, is serving the Lord and the previous acharyas, like a delivery man giving the message without adulteration through life and teachings. If there is an ulterior motive, then the person is not representing Krishna. If there's no ulterior motive, we should simply follow. Srila Prabhupada said we should read his books. If you regularly read his books and follow that instruction with submissiveness, all your doubts will be dispelled. You will have clear vision. You will understand what is what. So many complicated questions. I'd like to ask Dada Gangaramji to speak a few words for all of us.
Vaduko Durachari Parekagarmanasamukhe dhyaye Kheu bisadhu chotahane irado sandhu sichanguahe Uho turta dharmatma thi pavetho Sadasotho shanti avihe पकयान अर्जुन तुम जो सचो भक्त न थो नास थे जे पाप पुत्र वैश्य शूद्र नारियूं उन जो अजो वठन परम पद पाई त ब्राह्मण ऋषि भक्त जान गाल तिन जी कैड़ी करियां अची बेबका हिन दुख रूपी दुनिया में कर तू भी मुझो ध्यान मन में रख तू मुझो भक्त थी मुखे यज्ञ कर मुखे नमस्कार कर मुझी ओट वठ तू आत्म पंजे खे मूसा गंढे बिना कहीं संदे अची मिलू समुद्र में नदियों पवन तब की नौभा में अचलू रहे तिनिष्काम अस्त्र बुद्धि अवारो कमकार सभ में थो शांति अवहे छदे मन इच्छाऊं जब मान ममता का आजो आहे सचो सोई ज्ञानी सचो सोई योगी परम शांति पाए या ब्रह्म शांति ब्रह्म ज्ञान वाले जीवन जला है अंत काल में उनमे रहे जो निर्वाण पद वनी सुख पाए. Blessed devotees, revered Swamiji, and beloved, blessed devotees of the Lord, I thank my stars today. I should thank every day, but especially today, because the Lord Krishna has brought me here. And I make no exaggeration when I tell you that this time I have been bathing in God's love, listening to the luminous, enlightened discourse of revered Swamiji. I am lifted up, elevated, inspired. I only pray that I should practice what I have listened to Swamiji. Crush your ego. Reduce yourself to zero. Complete surrender to the Lord. Your ego eclipses you from Lord Krishna. I have been silently and reverently listening to the luminous words of Swamiji. But my prayer is that I must practice what I have learned, what I have heard. Lord Krishna is a reality. And may I humbly tell you, my dear devotees of the Lord, early in the morning I bathe in the Ganges of God's Bhagavad Gita. This has been my humble program for years, and I make no exaggeration when I tell you the day becomes blessed when the Lord's light is taken by us. One way is to sing his song, the Bhagavad Gita. But the Lord assures us, practice. The last shalok of the Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, Amrat rupi hi gyan, amalame joane sachiya shardhavaro, vathe sharan muji soi bhakt mujo pyaro. Practice. I should not take more time, but I call you blessed and fortunate to have gathered here these days and drunk from the wisdom of the fountain of revered Swamiji. My special word of gratitude, boundless gratitude, goes out to my esteemed and blessed brother, Sri Rishikesh Mafatlal, who kindly gave me a ring from Bombay and very affectionately invited me to participate in these programs. I regret I could not come earlier. But my sincere gratitude goes out to him and to Swamiji, because I know he knows that I am filthy, I am dirty. If he open my heart, it is not clean. But the aspiration is to be clean. I am aging, 86, a few weeks less. I have to return to my eternal home. How can I? I am not yet ready. Therefore, with folded hands and with reverent heart, I bow to you, I humbly request you to pray for me, even for a minute. And man of many prayers is always saved, revered Swamiji. This is my humble request to you specially. You are a God-filled man. You are the Lord-love-filled man. You are a faith-filled man. Therefore, knock at the door for this humble self. Before I leave, sooner or later, I have to leave. I am not yet clean. I confess I am not. But I want to be clean and come nearer, closer to the Lord Krishna. He is with us. He is in front of us. He is behind us. He is around us. His light pervades. The light of Lord Krishna surrounds you. His love is in front of, he enforces you, his power protects you, his presence watches over you and me. Let us have that great faith. And on this foundation of faith, build our lives, beautify our lives, and be humble servants of humanity, of all creation as suggested to us by Sri Swamiji. Sharing, bearing, caring, cheering is what is needed, not tearing. And what a wonderful example of compassion, Sri Chaitanya's compassion. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 3rd chapter, Lord Krishna reminds us, Kutte chandala hathiyame, gauame, I am seated. The same light. Slaughterhouses are multiplying, murders are multiplying, massacres are multiplying. Why? There's no education. There are millions of colleges and universities, and schools and parshalas and vidyalas, but there's no education. Let us create real centers. This is education. This is a big university, I call it. Jesus University was. Only 5 persons were there. Sermon on the Mount. That was the greatest university the world has ever seen. Not the so-called universities. I have no faith in them. I have faith in that education which takes us from darkness into light. The light of love of God and the service of creation. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, with folded hands, do pray for me, especially dear sisters there, mothers there, children there. 1 minute, knock at the door. Lord, Gangaram is coming to you. Kindly see that you clean his heart, though my effort is needed. Therefore, you pray that I should put in forth my self-control. That will work wonders. I bow to you all. And now I would request you kindly to allow me to take leave of you, because some people may be waiting for me. But good that I came. I come here for the first time, but the very angels are around us. Where there is Lord Krishna's Prabodh teaching, there he is. Remember, dear friends, he is with us. I am not alone. God is with me. Lord Krishna is with us. But Lord Krishna says, follow me. Follow my teaching. Be humble. At the dust, Swamiji repeatedly said, like a grass. Humbler than grass. That was a great teaching of my great master Sadhu Vaswani. One day he was there coming down. This happened about 60 years ago. And it was my good luck that the little boy in a school, village school, I could be associated, introduced to him. I thank my headmaster. He was going to Kanpur to preside at the Sant Ramakrishna Paramahansa centenary celebrations. Dadaji was coming down from the staircase. Dadaji, you are going, your birthday is coming next month. What shall we do? And the reply was so prompt and apt, I cannot forget it. Perish Vaswani, glorify God. Unless we are crushed and perished, we cannot. So I treasure the teaching, the great teaching I have received today at the lotus feet of Sri Swamiji. And I must practice. I return richer, honestly I tell you, and happier, more harmonious, more generous and more gentle, I confess, after being with you and sitting at the lotus feet of Swamiji. I have requested my dear brother, Sri Rishikesh Mafatlal, can inform me next year also when you have gathering like this. So that not only I bring today 3-4 brothers have come. Sri Sachdev, Dr. Gidwani, Mrs. Sachdev, very kindly they responded to my invitation. But next time I should bring large gathering. We have students about 5,000 girls. Because Sadhuji's great emphasis was on girls' education. Not that the boys should be ignored. Overnight boys' centers of culture should be opened. Not one. At least millions in this age of darkness. But therefore, enlightened persons are needed. Money is not needed. Money will never work. What is needed? God Shakti. Krishna Shakti. Rama Shakti. That's needed. That will build. Not other things. if I have said anything that is contrary to your ideology, I should be forgiven. But I carry with a wonderful thought with me that Gangaram, I should be humble. Therefore the door of heaven will open for me. Krishna is calling us. I am a lover of Krishna. I am a lover of the all saints. And I edit a journal called Meera for the last 62 years. You can imagine how much I must be reading in Meera publications. When I was listening, one of the books I published long ago, The Kingdom of Krishna. Sadhu Vaswami wrote a book called Krishna the Savior as early as 1925. Published by Ganesh Company, Madras, out of print. Proofs are now on my table. And when it is ready, it will be a pleasure to bring those copies to you. Krishna the Savior. He is the Savior even now. He is not in books. He is in our conduct. Let our eyes reflect Krishna purity. Krishna Shakti. Am I right or wrong, sir? Our dresses, our talks should reflect Krishna Shakti. What a sorrow in the whole world. And look at our luxuries, they are multiplying. Krishna prescribes simple food also in the Gita. Very simple food. He prescribes sleep also. His ideology. And all over the world, Gita's message is being. I got a letter from Oxford University, one professor conducts Gita classes there. See, therefore we should, especially the little ones in the homes, they should be given Krishna vitamins at least in the morning and at night. Thank you, sir. Thank you. With your permission and your blessings, I depart now physically, but let me assure you I carry with me your abundant blessing.
No. We are so grateful that you have come. From his ever busy schedule, he came just to show his kindness to us. Let us all express our love and appreciation for Dada Gangaramji by chanting Hari Bol.
Humble devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya. For many years I have published about him from the writings of Sadhu Vaswani. And if you enter our sanctuary hall at St. Meera's English Medium School, you see his charming, enchanting, elevating picture of Lord Krishna. A professor in a university, Nadia University, laughing at Lord, at the saints, mocking. He stands firm and he goes to Gaya. Hari Bol. He touches a washerman. Hari Bol. Now such magnetic personalities are ignored by India and the world. We create children. We give birth to children. And from where do they come, these children? Give heed to the child. He is most high. Children before they are born were stars in the yonder sky. Such trust comes to us in the loving laps of mother. Mothers, do you care for the little ones? Do you give them Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Sarap, Krishna Amrit? What do you give them on TV? I am very happy to tell you I never see TV. I never read any paper. I never have radio. I am happier than you. The whole day, Krishna Shakti is eclipsed virtually. Virtually. You need vikas. You need atmosphere to be surrounded by holy vibrations. Therefore, my attention goes to the little ones. They should be saved. They won't be saved by makhan only, or you see, kela. That is necessary for body. But they'll be saved by Krishna Shakti only. We have KG classes, and when I entered their classes,
They tell me, all glory to God. We are beloved children of God. We harm none, we help everyone. I am not alone. God is with me. These slogans, we little 3 years old. They'll give you recitations in Sanskrit. One day we should make a little program. My humble invitation is extended next year when you see, so that we see what is being done at Sadhu Vaswani Mission, especially in regard to the little ones. They are a great trust. They are future proclaimers, counselors, parliamentary senators, ministers, presidents, chief ministers, prime ministers. They will rule the world, provided they become human, not they become inhuman. Mutton eaters, just see. Is this education you call it? Slaughtering God's children, just as Swamiji gave a very wonderful, I love the Father, you are very good, and you just slap. Now what a wonderful example he gave. Actually, my eyes became wet. What a wonderful example. Such examples are to be transported, not only that, implanted in the little ones' hearts. Create at night time, I tell the little ones, at night time, mommy, don't sleep. Daddy, don't sleep. Don't compel them. Let 4 or 5 sit there and sing God's name. We have begun that. But the best thing is, again, because if you read Vedic history, the father was a priest. They used to have havan, and then they would glorify the Lord, and then they used to chant hymns. The whole house was, now we aim at skyscrapers. Rightly did Edwin Erwick said, why build these cities glorious when man unbuilded goes? In vain we build the world unless the builder also grows. We have skyscrapers, but builders have not grown. Why do you think of having palatial buildings? Rather aim at having cottages, healthy, harmonious, hygienic cottages. Why to think of it? The little ones, they carry an impression, big building means bigness of the heart. No. If Rama would come today, or Krishna would come today, suppose he comes to inspect here, Pune, what would be the impressions? What would he prescribe for us? First thing, he will meet the chairman or the corporation mayor. Will you please stop slaughterhouses? He will tell. The mayor may not obey him. But I think he'll tell him. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Swamiji, I am very grateful to you.
Rivo.
Hope to meet again.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama